A night of diplomatic pomp and glamour at the White House as President Donald Trump and Mrs. Trump welcome French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife for a state dinner. The two presidents got along famously during their White House meetings, but Trump did display irritation when asked about the fate of his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Mr. President, what about Michael Cohen? Are you considering a
thank you very much. Stupid question.
Cohen is under scrutiny for a payment to an adult film actress. Stormy Daniels says it was hush money to keep her quiet about a brief affair she had with Trump in 2006, a claim the president has denied. Trump has complained about the recent FBI raids on Cohen's home and office and about the ongoing Russia probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller.
Here we are talking about Syria. We're talking about a lot of serious things with the greatest fighting force ever. And I have this witch hunt constantly going on for over 12 months now.
Increased scrutiny of Trump's long relationship with Cohen could become a problem for the president, says legal expert Paul Schiff Berman.
There's been no suggestion that Cohen has nothing that he could say, which suggests that they know that Cohen actually does possess information that could be damaging to Trump or the Trump organization more generally as a legal matter.
Cohen likely faces pressure to cooperate with prosecutors, says noted defense attorney Alan Dershowitz.
This is an epic battle for the soul and the cooperation of Michael Cohen, and prosecutors have enormous weapons at their disposal.
But White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders insists the president is not worried.
The president's been clear that he hasn't done anything wrong. I think we've stated that about 1,000 times.
Members of Congress appear more concerned with protecting the Russia probe and warn the president against firing Mueller, Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee.
There is nothing more important right now than protecting our democracy and protecting the rule of law, which is what America stands for.
The probe has led to several indictments and guilty pleas, and the investigation could go on for another year, says Paul Schiff Berman.
So the question of whether the president literally can be indicted or not, I think, is less important than the fundamental question of whether our institutions of government, our law enforcement authorities, are allowed to do their business without fear and without influence from the president.
The president recently added former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani to his legal team, hoping to add some fresh star power after some high-profile departures. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
I think I might put that differently. What happens is